radio adventure. Get even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Yes, I am, and so are you, some of you out there, who know what's going on and who refuse to lie down and get run over by the bus in the middle of the road. Amen for you. One of you is Mark from Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you, Rick?
Oh, what's I'm fine. Where have you been?
Oh, I've been working. You know, I got to do that every once in a while.
You do? I didn't know. I thought you were fully retired. I thought you were had inherited millions of dollars, and you were living on Easy Street.
Yeah, I wish. Hey, I was just thinking about the big new Brzezinski says a false flag attack could happen here under the Bush regime. It could happen in the form of a terrorist attack in the United States, or over in Iraq. Didn't make the news, really. I mean, barely. Ron Paul says a Gulf of Tonkin-type attack could happen here soon, too, as a precursor to war in Iran. Tom Tancredo says things are going to change drastically in the United States by November.
And
Michael Chertoff, the devil himself, says he has a feeling al-Qaeda is going to attack this summer. Why are they going to attack Mr. Chertoff? Oh, I don't know. They just seem to like summer. Why is this not being reported, Rick?
Well, when I get through with your call and we come back in the second half, I'm going to talk to you about these CIA moles that we have and these Mossad agents who have employment at the CIA. Maybe they're supplying Mr. Chertoff with information, huh? Maybe he doesn't have to look very far either, does he?
Well, I think we both know anyone who's done any research on 911 knows that the Mossad was the principal in the 911 demolition.
That's the beauty of the book by Dr. K, Wrongly Blamed. It outlines the entire evidence against those who really had foreknowledge, and the reason they had foreknowledge was because they had planned it.
Right.
There's no doubt about it now in my mind after reading the book again.
An excellent, excellent book.
Yes. Have you gotten yours?
Yes, sir. You gave me a free copy.
I remember.
Copy,
I remember you won
much.
A copy.
It's probably the most outstanding book on Israeli or Mossad involvement in 911 ever written.
No doubt about it.
I wish Christopher Bolin would write a book, but he seems to be missing right now.
Well, I think he went back to Europe.
Did he?
From what I've heard, yes. I think that's where he is.
Well, I don't
I
know why he would
left
feel any
country.
Safer in Europe.
Excuse me?
I don't know why he would feel any safer in Europe.
Well, I don't know, but he certainly seemed to be predisposed to having some contacts and some more, comfort and ease living there than here in the United States, particularly Chicago.
Right. Particularly Chicago.
The area of Chicago. I mean, the suburbs. I think that's where he is now. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Hey, I wanted to get back to this Russian thing just for a minute,
yes,
Rick.
Yes, yes, by all means, Mark.
It's my feeling, and I've done a little research on this, that Russia has been under Zionist control since 1917.
Yes.
The late, great...
Well, you know, the whole world has been under Zionist control since
1917. I know, but we keep talking about Russia they're a real enemy. I mean, I'm sure they are, but they're controlled by the same entities that control the United States.
That's correct.
For instance, Yeltsin, when he sold all the people's property, when the wall came down there in Russia, he sold them to Zionist interests, and they're holding all those accounts over in Israel right now.
Yeah, they bought up Poland too, didn't they? Huh?
Right, right.
They did pretty well.
Right. So
under
what
communism.
What I'm thinking, Rick, is they've got this thing all planned out. They know what cities they're going to bomb. They, you know, I mean, it's the grand chessboard, right?
Yes, yes, exactly.
And all
you
they have
can
to
see
do
that.
Are,
you're
are
very
get
perceptive,
the people to
Mark.
Go along, and that's all they're doing right now. They're making America the villain.
Hey, Mark, if you want to hang on, please. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. All righty.
Okay.
Stay where you are, Mark from Wisconsin. You could be next, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back with more. I'm Rick Adams.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we're back with Mark from Wisconsin. Yes, Mark, continue, sir.
Well, I...
Your scenario of a possible terrorism vis-a-vis 9/11 repeated has been outlined, and you've cited all of the experts who are warning us to protect us.
I've got four. You may have more. I've got Zbigniew Brzezinski, Ron Paul, Tom Tancredo, and Michael Chertoff.
Yes, that's quite a crew.
And they've all got a timeline set before November, and we've only got 1 month left here. That's why I wanted to call in
one
and
month.
Tell people to get ready if they're planning on getting ready.
1 month between now and November?
Well, more than that, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I mean, I know you know some of us have done the new math, but that's a little bit preposterous. Anyway,
What I'm saying, Rick, is all these guys are blowing the horn, and you know they say it in front of congressional committees. They say it to FEMA panels and this. Ron Paul actually said it on the floor of the Congress, but none of this is getting reported. That's why I'm thinking that these are just messages to their cronies to tell them to get ready for some serious action here.
Maybe. On the other hand, it may be more hot air. They've been doing that for 4 or 5 years now.
I realize that.
You know,
that.
Many of our own people have been predicting these imminent 9/11 false flag attacks, and I have not, really, to be perfectly honest with you, because it may or may not happen, but I'm not going to worry about it. And I think there are really far more devastating things to worry about than that. And the attacks, you know, the tsunamis, if you will, of 9/11 are happening in America right now. Terrorism is running across the nation. This New Jersey student incident is a classic example. One case being reported amongst hundreds of cases of criminal terrorist activity in the United States perpetrated because Mr. Bush and the Congress will not close the borders. You see?
Right, right.
So we have terrorism now. And George Bush himself has given us his signing, his Directive 51 and 21, giving him absolute dictatorial powers over America in the event that there is some catastrophe somewhere. So what is he waiting for? Why, he could do that right now, I suppose, right? With
right,
this
right.
Incident.
And what is this idea of the unitary executive? Isn't there a Congress? Isn't there a Senate?
No.
What's going on here, Rick?
This is the plenary
power. The president
powers.
Can't write down on the piece of paper what his wish list is, and it turns into law.
Yes.
Who will obey these presidential directives?
Hopefully all Americans will lay down their arms, lay down their opposition to the government, and just let the tanks run over them.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
they did in China, right? Come on, boys, bring them on. You've got to remember now, the government knows what's best for you, and you must do what the government wants. Isn't that what FDR taught America?
Right.
Government is right. Brute force is good. We need to mobilize America's thinking to do what the government and those that control it want them to do.
FDR was my favorite communist, too.
Yes. Oh, yes. I'm sure he was, yes. Right at the top of your hit list, huh?
Right.
Some of your best friends were communists, and he was one of them.
Oh, gosh, communists.
All right. Well, Mark, it's good to hear from you, though.
Yeah, you too.
I'm glad you're still studious. Even though you're working more, you have never abandoned calling this program, thankfully.
I have not, and I'm glad to find you well, Rick. You have a good night.
Thank you. Call more often again.
I will. Bye-bye.
Good night. Very good. 800-313-9443. I do want to get back to this before I go back to the phones. Jerry Corsi had written about what was happening yesterday and today in Canada with the protesters at several different perimeter security lines and the police lines. And the protesters were driven back by the provincial police in riot gear. And Mr. Harper laughed at it, brushed it off as only, well, maybe a handful, you know, a couple of hundred. Well, it's turned out that there are several thousand protesters now, and not just extreme left-wing kooks, but people across the spectrum, from workers to people who support industry, to right-wingers, to anti-globalists, to taxpayers, to middle Americans, to middle Canadians, and so on and so forth. Well, in any event, as he was saying, this top-level trilateral working group has been meeting with these business members in this security and prosperity arrangement behind closed doors, and these representatives of 30 multinational corporations have been appointed by the Chambers of Commerce of the three nations to constitute the North American Competitiveness Council, or the NACC, NAC. So the U.S. Department of Commerce has set up the NAC to serve as the chief lobby advisor to the 20 SPP trilateral working groups that have been integrating and harmonizing, to use their word, North American administrative laws, regulations, and edicts across a wide spectrum of public policy issues. So the SPP is pursuing an agenda to integrate Mexico and Canada in closed-door sessions that are getting underway and have been underway for the last 2 days as they wrap up. And Howard Phillips has been there, chairman of the coalition to block the NAU. He told the a conference, a press conference in Ottawa. Of course, it wasn't covered very much here at all, naturally. Quote, "We are here to register our protest along with the protests of thousands of Americans who agree with us that the SPP is a globalist agenda driven by the multinational corporate interests and intellectual elite who together have launched an attack upon the national sovereignty of the United States." Well, Connie Fogel, head of the Action Party in Canada, agreed. She said the same thing, basically. Canadians are complaining the SPP process lacks transparency. Fogel told a press conference, "Transparency is a major issue, but even if the SPP working groups were open to the public, we would still object to their goal to advance the North American integration agenda at the expense of Canadian sovereignty." Well put. Well put indeed. Now, before the break here, I do want to get into this, there's several issues, actually, that I want to get in, but one of them, of course, has to do with the Mossad. And this, I think, you will find very interesting. Mossad agents within the CIA, without resistance from anywhere within the organization, proves that the CIA is an instrument of treason in the hands of mortal enemies, both foreign and domestic. The 9/11 false flag could not have been conducted with a full measure of CIA complicity. This was written by Nicole Bagley. Mossad agents in the CIA. It might be of public interest to know that a significant number, yes, of Israeli Mossad agents, yes, are now working in the United States as employees of the Central Intelligence Agency. These agents, some of whom are listed, are initially paid by the Israeli embassy in Washington, but Israel then bills the U.S. government for the salaries and is reimbursed in full on a monthly basis. Isn't that nice of them to send you the bill, huh? Those nice little people, those poor little besieged people. Well, here's a partial listing I'm going to read to you as the program continues and we take more calls. These are identified Mossad agents as of January 1st, 2007, and their dates of birth and salaries, okay? Of course, they do not have American Social Security numbers, nor do they pay taxes. We have Mr. Gadi Rajev, born in 1975, a salary of $63,000 per year. How do you like that one? Then we have Betzalel Yanni, born 1978. He gets $75,000 working as a Mossad agent with the CIA. Then we have Eyal Arzel, $87,000. Sharon Rotem, $75,000. David Susi, $90,000. Dana Sasson, $70,000. Gilad Lifshitz, $87,000. Morin Biton, $63,000. He's a pauper. That poor guy's a pauper. Mayan Memon, $65,000. Marco Fernandez, hey, they even got diversity there, huh? $54,000 annually. And that's just part of the list. Most of these U.S. subsidized spies live in Potomac and Georgetown and Arlington. I have their addresses. These would be published in a follow-up article, he says. We'll be right back with more calls and more info only here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Haven't you got any respect for this town? I just lost it.
And we are back now. Let's take another call, ladies and gentlemen. 1-800-313-9443. Terry in Texas. Hi.
Hey, Rick.
Yes.
I'm sorry to change the tone and the direction of what you're talking about, but
no, by all means, it's an open
program. For the longest time has been bothering me. I've expressed it before, just trying to get traction, you know, with loved ones, with people you know, about trying to, you know, awaken them, whether it's
right.
The JFK assassination or, 9/11 or even, some of the research I've been doing about the Holocaust myth. Hmm. Even I wasn't aware, but at least I was open to it.
Right.
I just kind of had a little bit of a, search in the scriptures kind of revelation, even though this doesn't relate to salvation and Jesus Christ and coming to know him, I almost have the sense that, when you approach people that there's, that these avenues, obviously there's a spiritual dynamic to it. Do you think there's a veil that prevents people from seeing this?
Well, yes. I mean, the scriptures, I think, tell us that the whole world is deceived, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Well, you know that means that only only those that are enlightened spiritually and called to an understanding like yourself and others can appreciate the fact that the lies go very, very deep. All of the lies, political, economic, social, and most of all religious, that religious lie that the Bible exposes for those who have ears to hear and eyes to see.
But I know several people who are not spiritually minded at all that are awake
right.
and are aware. And
that's true.
You know, they see these things and you present. I mean, it just...
That's a good point, that there are some who will see the political and the world view. They don't see the whole picture because they don't understand everything because they don't put the dots together. You have to be spiritually minded, biblically minded to understand that. But they do know the political end, right?
Yeah.
They know what's going on with assassinations and with conspiracies to build a new world order. They understand all of that, but they can't appreciate where it's all going to be leading. They don't understand, you know, the nuts and bolts of it. And
well,
that's the problem.
I know,
but they do understand enough to put to shame the so-called Christian people that are part of the deception.
It's just that, you know, when you present just like the most basic premise of information, and again, I express this because it's like beating your head up against the wall with nails sticking out of it. Because, you know, when you say, well, explain to me how a plane hits the side of the Pentagon, a 757 creates a hole about 20 feet in diameter, and little or no evidence. Explain that to me. Doesn't that not ring a bell to you? Doesn't that? And it just, it's almost like it just, I don't know if it goes in your one out the other, or it's just such a wash of information that just bowls them over.
I know what you're saying. I just had somebody tell me the other day and said, well, I don't necessarily agree with you on the 9/11 being an inside job. He says, I just think that the Bushes and the people in control used it falsely as an excuse to go into the Middle East as a war, and they exploited it for their own gain. And I said, what have you read or seen or observed about the 9/11 history from alternative media sources? That is where you can go to sites like Professor Jones's sites and others who have talked extensively about the improbabilities and impossibilities of happening what the government alleges happened. And he said, none. All I've taken in is what the mainstream media have said, and it's nothing. So I said, well, that's the problem. The problem is you're not doing your own research.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going and you're not looking and you're not thinking on your own because it's too painful to think. It's too much work.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. He admitted it. He admitted he hadn't done any research on 9/11 except watching the media reports, and the media simply report what the government tells it to report.
Sure.
Okay?
Yep.
Media puts out a press release today. Oh, it came from the government. The government put out the press release. Well, okay, let's just publish it. We don't analyze it. We don't criticize it. We don't critique it. We just publish it. We just go with it. That's not journalism.
Well, you know that because I'll make these blanket statements, and people will just look at me like I was some sort of numbskull because I don't have, you know, like I'm not intelligent. I haven't done any research. I'm not literate. And I'll say, when you look at the news, it's been, Rick, you and I know, it's just, when I look, it's just appalling. It just makes your skin crawl.
Yeah.
It's been sanitized of
sure.
all truth. Sanitized.
Yes.
It's
Absolutely.
Sterile. It's not even alive. It's just sterile. Like going to an operating room.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's denuded of any substance. That's the problem, and we've proven that on this show and on all the radio programs that everything you see and hear in the media now has to be suspect because the fact is they don't do their homework. They're not allowed to be honest. They have to be bought and paid for by the same globalists that control the White House and the Congress. So who do you depend on?
Well,
you don't depend on them for the truth.
I was kind of listening to some radio program the other day, and I was surprised at the number of ads I heard from the Ad Council. And you're realizing now, too, even a lot of these radio programs, so-called maybe alternative, not in this respect, but even these are product placements by our own government. These are probably
right.
underwritten by our own government.
Yep.
And people, you know, taking this hook, line, and sinker like it was real news.
Absolutely. you wish to hold on, Terry, you may, but
I would
hear the music.
I have one more question.
Sure, we'll be right back after these messages supporting the Republic Broadcasting Network, keeping us on the air, and we hope you will help out. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
All righty, here we are back again. Terry, you still with me?
Yeah.
Okay, Terry, go ahead. Continue, sir.
Yeah. God, there's just such a bevy of, I try to do research when I can, and then just trying to research, mm-hmm. you know, to sort of educate myself to go back, you know, to see how far back this deception has been taking place. You know, I can, mm-hmm. at least for now, I can place it back, you know, certainly World War II, certainly JFK, you know, are certainly seminal events, certainly the Federal Reserve, but just trying, you know, not only trying to keep up with the current events, but trying to trace it back, but... So, you know, each time I try to take, like, one subject and spend some time researching it when I have time, you know, and just dedicating my time to that one, you know, area and researching it instead of, you know, trying to get scattergun like I did before. But there's been something I've been wanting to mention before that not really disturbed me, but I don't know how much you know about it, but I was looking at some website by a guy who was an agent or whatever, worked for the government, and he got killed in Arizona. I forgot his name. William Cooper, is that his name?
Yes.
And he claims that, speaking of the JFK assassination, it was interesting watching the Zubruder film, that he said that the driver shot Kennedy. And it really is interesting when you see the video. It looks like he reaches over his shoulder with a pistol and shoots him.
Yes, I've seen that. I've seen that video. It looks incredibly real, doesn't it?
It looks so real.
I mean, when you see it, he's one of the shooters supposedly was the driver of the limousine. There were many or several different shooters. I think most people can attest to that.
Mm-hmm.
Logic, just the way the shooting was done, could not have happened with a single bullet, as the government claimed.
The
cover-up commission, the Warren Commission claimed.
Yeah, there wasn't an Arlen Specter who had the single bullet theory.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And quite a few other characters, including Jerry Ford.
Gerald Ford became president, and he was on the Warren Commission.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. And who else bit the dust? Was it the senator from Louisiana that was flying up in Alaska, could never find the plane?
Uh-huh.
And his daughter is Cokie Roberts, I believe.
Hale
Boggs, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
And, you know, you wonder how the... That is, I really loved it. It really is interesting. You wonder how the Kennedys have kept silent over all these years. I've, of course, always had my strong suspicions about JFK Jr. I mean, the guy had to have been taken
out. Yes, yes.
But, we have so little information on that to go on, and that's really frustrating. Why did they consider him to be a threat? I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about John Jr.?
Right.
John Kennedy? Well, I think really what was happening was the influence he was gaining with the publication, the magazine that he started, the fact that he had talked about a speculation, at least, was he was going to run for state senate. That would prevent Hillary Clinton from doing her thing, and she was intent on doing that to become president of the United States. And he was gaining a tremendous amount of popularity in that area, and he would have won. I think he definitely would have given Hillary a major run for the money.
Yeah.
And he was in the way. That's what a lot of people feel.
What?
I can't say either way for sure. There's no hard evidence, but there certainly is plenty of speculation, and there are incongruities in the stories concerning the plane and how it came down and the rear of the plane, the tail and the explosion and so forth. So, there's a lot of information that has never been truly released or investigated by the media. Once again, the lazy, controlled, corrupt media.
Sure.
And have the resources but not the will to do the investigating.
And the sad part about that particular tragedy is, unlike JFK and 9/11, where there was so much information to go on, there's not as much, there's more, it's more hidden behind the scenes.
Yes, exactly.
You've got other callers, I'm sure they want to talk
to you. Well, it's all right, but originally you mentioned the fact that trying to communicate with relatives and friends and people is a very difficult thing, and it is. And it's difficult when most people, even without the brainwashing of the media, are simply concerned with day-to-day activities, life itself. They can't handle, I think they really and truly, Terry, can't handle what you can handle, what I can handle, what the people who listen and call this program can handle. They just can't put their finger on it. They have enough trouble showing up at a local town hall meeting or even calling their councilman to deal with basic small potato issues. You know what I'm trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you start getting into the federal government and you start getting into these supranational organizations and the CFR and this 9/11, that's too much for them to be able to grasp. Quite frankly, it's too much.
Well, I've had some debates with a couple guys I know, that have been awakened, and some guy says, I start off with the Federal Reserve, and I start off with, and I think, I always say, I can never start off with the Federal Reserve. I said, it's too weighty. I mean, it's just too deep to start blasting with the Federal Reserve. I said, I always start off at least with 9/11 because it was such a seminal event. And, there's some common ground of things you can, latch onto there that you can explain to people. Whereas you start talking about the money supply and about how the money's fake, this guy says he gets good traction with the Federal Reserve and how the IRS is fake. There's no laws that say you have to pay federal income tax. Mm-hmm. Boy, when you start, it's like, the thing is, it's so weird. As soon as you start, those thoughts and those words leave your lips, it's like you automatically, you can just see the wall coming up, you know, when you try to get traction with people.
Right, exactly. But, you know, that means that you just keep doing what you're doing, and you just go around them, you know, Terry?
Tunnel under.
You go right around them, and you go to somebody who will talk to you, listen to you, and be willing to learn. I mean, that's all you do. You shake the dust off your heels, okay? As the scripture says, right?
He does. He
yes,
should.
And that's what you do. Move on to the next village.
Well, I tell you, there's not many, though. There's just not many.
Well, there never is. There really never is a large group of people who really control and change the course of events. Truthfully, they're very small in number. So the powers that be know that. And it's a handful there against a handful in opposition. And in the scriptures, it's going to be like 7,000 of us against 7,000 of Satan's children, you know? So it's going to be 7 and 7. It's going to be a group here and a group on the other side. This war, this spiritual but literal physical battle that will come in the future. It will be won by him.
The spiritual battle right now being waged is absolutely phenomenal because when you see the amount of blinding taking place on all levels and that people have been blinded, you know, in the foolishness of what... I mean, it's just amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Terry. Please call again. Keep the faith. Keep the chins up, okay?
Thank you.
All three of them. Okay. 1-800-313-9443. Pat Buchanan yesterday had something to say about the execution-style murder of the three African-American college students in Newark. And, he talks about it in his column. I want to spend a little time, if I have, before the end of the program tonight, reading portions of that column. But John in Alabama is also waiting to get on, so I'll go to you. Hello, John.
Hey, Rick. How are you tonight?
Very good.
Listen, they got some really good Ron Paul flyers on the front of RBN's website.
Yes.
They really do. I download them, printed them up. Been handing them out.
You noticed,
they're really working. I ran into a guy today that's has a auto glass business. Sees a lot of people, and he said, "You know," he says, "there's nobody to vote for." I said, "Yeah, there is this guy," and I showed him, and he says, "Man, I've been looking for somebody to sink my teeth into." He says, "This is it." So you never
you wouldn't know it to watch the propaganda on the media, though, would you?
What's that?
You wouldn't know it to watch the evening propaganda.
No. They're afraid of him. They know what might happen with this small group of people out here. But let me tell you something. It's in plain sight what happened to John Jr.
Yeah.
John Kennedy Jr.
Yeah.
He made a statement when he first came out with his magazine. He says, "I intend to expose the murders of my dad with this book."
Yes, he did say that too. That's right.
I heard him say that.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? We can't see the forest for the trees. What's the name of the book?
I don't remember.
What's the name of his magazine?
Oh, George. It was George Magazine. Boy George. No, it was George.
George.
Wasn't it?
George.
Right?
Right. You know, the George connection.
Yeah, right.
George Bush.
Yes.
It's right in front of us.
Yes. Boy George.
He put the name of his dad's murderer right in front of us.
Uh-huh. Well, but do you think it was George Bush Sr.?
Yeah, they have pictures of him there at the repository.
Yeah. Well, that was part of it, too, no doubt about it. He was
going
places.
Yeah, Howard Hunt, the CIA, George Bush Sr. was the CIA guy.
And Hillary, of course, managed to be the perfect example of a lady with all these skeletons in her closet who could be controlled by whoever wants her to be senator or president of the United States. But, I think John was actually one of the few, if any, Kennedys that had any worth, any goodness in him, besides Uncle Joe. You know?
You never know about that, but I know that he didn't seem like he was one of those type of spiteful kind of guys, the guys looking to get even all the time. I mean, that's... you see that in Teddy coming out all the time, chip on their shoulder for one reason or another.
Right.
Well, all right, Rick, you have a good evening.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. checking in from Alabama. Yes, indeed. All right. We're going to go to the next caller now. We're going to go to Colorado, take a little trip. Aaron, hello, you're on the program.
Hi, Rick.
Yes, sir.
The last caller you had, or not the last, but the other one, he said he had a trouble with research, and I'm kind of a newbie in it, just a grunt on the ground, but
yeah.
I've been doing this for 3 or 4 years, and what you do is you just research what you can, and you find the truth, and then when you find the truth, you eventually go to RBN or GNC and Michael Piper and American Free Press and the Idaho Observer and your mm-hmm. site, or your,
right.
Not your site, but your program.
Yeah.
And you use
yeah.
discernment, and that's how you do it, because we obviously don't have time to check out every single aspect of every single thing, just like your last caller was talking mm-hmm. about the Kennedy death there in the plane. We don't have mm-hmm. time to check it out. Maybe we will, maybe we won't, but mm-hmm. I got to go with about 95% of your stuff is A-okay with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that's the thing, is you have to be motivated to do your own research, though.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I've spent 2 or 3 serious years in research, but we can't research every single thing.
No,
so,
but you can take the
lead
for yourself.
RBN, I do know that RBN passes the test with me. I find 95% plus to be accurate. I don't need to spend research time. I just on my free time I listen and enjoy, and I also donate when I can.
Right. Well, that's good. I'm happy to hear that. That certainly is very.
So you don't have to research every little facet of every little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Another note, and then also I pass out tapes. I've given out tapes and DVDs. You know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. But we do what we can. On a side note, there used to be websites. This is very, I think, very bizarre in itself. I think if you Googled the Bush family, and I'm not sure what you Googled, but there was friends and associates of the Bush families that were killed mysteriously. And the same thing with the Clinton family. The Bush family had over 150 people in their personal lives, like security guards, nannies, babysitters, secretaries, that had died mysteriously.
Mm-hmm.
And the Clintons had over 100. And if you ask yourself, just ask anybody, how many people do you know personally that have been murdered or died mysteriously? I've only known one person in my whole life, and it was a girlfriend that knew her best friend had been murdered. But if you just think about it, how many people do you know that have been killed or died strangely or mysteriously? The numbers are probably less than a dozen, but yet the Bush family has over 150 personal friends, employees, business partners, political enemies, and political friends that all died mysteriously, and same with the Clintons. It's just, it's so out of place.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I read the list of the hundreds of people who met with misfortune and death who were friends of the Clintons and associates, business associates, or governmental associates with the Clinton family. I haven't done George Bush exhaustively or the Bush family, but there is something there. There's no question that quite a number have met with, shall we say, an early demise. Let's put it that way. How's that?
Very scary. Well, I know.
Well, you know what happens when you lay down with dogs? You get fleas, don't you?
You sure do.
And you wind up in bad company, and unfortunately, you wind up getting double-crossed because there is no honor among thieves.
No, there's not.
And that's the gamble. That's the risk that these critters take for the love of money, you know. They think they're going to advance themselves in their careers, and they get in with the politicians, and they get in with the heads of the CIA like George Bush Sr., and anything can happen.
Well,
it's a ruthless gang. There's no question about it.
You can even add the biotech scientists. I think mm-hmm. Rinse.com has listed over 200 scientists that have have died mysteriously in bizarre situations.
All over the world.
All over the world,
in fact, in Iraq as well, when the invasion took place, the hit list, I read it on the program, of the 70 or 80 scientists that were killed. They were hunted down and killed. They had information, a lot of scientific information that could be used against the government.
The list I saw was over 250.
Yeah, it did climb at the time. It was only about 75 or 80 years ago, and then it grew and grew and grew. And you're right, it was over 250. I remember because I was reading on this program until about a year ago.
They had pictures and bios of these people.
Yes, that's right. Absolutely.
And they were all micromanaged into specific areas, so they really didn't know. Well, I don't know if they knew what they were doing as far as advancing the New World Order, but they were doing specific damage to humanity as a whole in their work. And whether they knew it or not, they died. What they were doing, they died. They had to probably know because they were probably getting paid very well.
That's right. That's right.
And
you
greed
bring up some good points.
Greed is the ultimate evil. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you checking in. And good to hear from you. Keep up the research. We'll be right back in 3 minutes with a final lap of the program.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey. Shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
All right, we're back in just enough time to point out the column by Pat Buchanan today. It was published, or I should say, yes, because we're just a little bit of time away from Wednesday. But in any event, The Color of Crime. That's the name of the column. And he writes, the execution-style murder of three African-American college students in Newark, forced to kneel and shot in the head, allegedly by an illegal alien from Peru who was out on bail for the serial rape of a five-year-old, has the makings of a Willie Horton issue in 2008. Newark, like New York, is a sanctuary city where cops are not to ask criminal suspects if they are in the country legally. Mitt Romney has been hammering Rudy Giuliani on the issue, trashing his tough cop resume by painting the mayor as a den mother of the Big Apple's playpen for illegals. Well, the arrest of Jose Carranza in the Newark massacre, amid reports he had Hispanic accomplices, and the murders may have been part of a gang initiation, has also elevated the issue of the black-brown war that is waging in the United States in U.S. big cities, Pat Buchanan tells us. In the August 10th Washington Post story that covered the Carranza arrest, the same page had two related articles. One was Study, Almost Half of Murder Victims Black. The other, Slaying of Popular Editor Stuns Blacks in Oakland. Well, there you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the beginning of the column by Pat Buchanan. He talks about the fact that what we are witnessing now is this gang warfare in the United States. And he refers to the articles and the statistics involved. Nearly half of the people murdered in the United States are black, declared the opening paragraph of that Post article. This is the Washington Post article itself. Part of a persistent pattern in which African Americans are disproportionately victimized by violent crime, according to the Justice Department itself. Blacks are more likely than whites or Hispanics to be victims of crime. Blacks are more likely than other groups to be victims of serious violent crime, rape, assault, and robbery. Blacks were more than twice as likely as whites to be confronted with a firearm during a crime. This is the new Justice Department finding. And, of course, it is very interesting because, as he says, the findings, from the FBI data of 2004 by the Violence Policy Center, a liberal-leading group that campaigns for stricter gun laws, found that blacks accounted for about half of the nation's murder victims that year. Black victimization is a real problem, and it's often a matter of black-on-black, says the professor. Well, The Color of Crime, Pat Buchanan, talks about the unmentionables, and he dares to speak out on this issue. All right, we're out of time, though. We'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow night, 9 o'clock for the Wednesday night edition of Uncensored Radio Free America. This is Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, thanking you for joining me, and we will see you then, God willing. With